Hello, it's James McGarry here, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2388, recorded on Thursday, the 13th of August, 2026. I'm joined by Bridget Cook, and together we will bring you local news stories, letters from the evening news, and our first feature, which is about a Norwich balloonist and soldier, Major Money, who had quite an interesting life. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with Information Desk, more news stories, and a second feature looking at happy memories of that iconic English seaside scene, the Beach Hut. We welcome new listener Anne Dix of Norwich. At the end of this week's news will be the latest edition of Chatter Round, and Paul Henderson will now tell you who you can look forward to hearing from.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul from Chatter Round, just to let you know what we've recorded for you in this month's edition. Following on from our last edition, we have Mark, a keen gardener himself, learning about the Vision Norfolk Garden at the Royal Horticultural Society show at Sandringham. I continue the Eddie Elmhurst story, one of our sound recorders, as he moved to Norfolk. And as regular listeners might expect, Lorna continues to delve into Norwich's civic history. And have you heard about the Norwich Pudding Parade? Well, keep listening for these and more after today's Chatterbox.
So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A burger van owner challenges women to an epic eating challenge. Brothers saddle up for a 100-mile ride in memory of their dead dad, and the fire service has sent out 768 more engines this July than in the same month last year.
The owner of a burger van is searching for a woman who can eat more than a kilogram of meat in under 25 minutes. Karen Catling is looking for a female competitor to take on her Death by Meat challenge at Karen's Cabin on the side of the A47 Southern Bypass in Norwich. It consists of eating 4 rump steaks, 4 burgers, and 4 rashers of bacon stuffed inside bread rolls with grated cheese in less than 25 minutes. But after her 15th competitor, Brandon Hall, left the van defeated this week, Miss Catling is looking for a woman to give it a go. Miss Catling added, "The leftover food is wrapped up and taken away by customers who do not finish the Death by Meat challenge."
A Norfolk-based charity which supports victims of domestic abuse in the county is looking to replace a former Lord Mayor in a vital role. Lee Way is searching for a new chair of trustees after Brenda Arthur, who was Norwich's Lord Mayor in 2015 and former city council leader, was stepping down from the role she took up in 2024. The city-based charity, which this newspaper helped to raise more than £11,000 for in 2017. Following the launch of Kerry's campaign in memory of Kerry McCauley, who was murdered by an abusive ex-partner, the charity is looking for someone with leadership experiences. They say the ideal candidate for the position has an understanding of the voluntary sector and public sector commissioning, and will champion Lee Way's values and ensure it continues to provide sustainable services and vital support to the 17,000 people a year who experience domestic abuse in Norfolk and Suffolk. Due to the nature of Lee Way's work, the role is only open to women. The role of chair is a 2-year term, which is renewable once. The Board of Trustees meet in person around 8 times every year and support the organisation on a voluntary basis, although reasonable expenses are offered. Email s.larter@leeways.org.uk for more information. The closing date for applications is Friday, August the 28th, with interviews to be arranged shortly afterwards.
Norfolk Fire Service sent out 768 more engines this July than the same month last year, averaging nearly 25 units more mobilised each day. In 1 week last month, Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service tackled more than 60 fires in the open, including 5 wildfires spanning at least 10,000 square metres, which required more than 100 firefighters. It follows months of dry conditions across the region caused by low rainfall and 4 separate heatwaves so far this summer. A spokeswoman for the service said, "In July this year, we sent crews out 2,730 times across the county. This includes to stand by at other fire stations to ensure cover was maintained across Norfolk and to provide rolling cover at larger incidents. There were 2,730 pump mobilisations in July 2026 compared to 1,962 in July 2025. The total number of emergencies we attended in July was 1,270, some of which were complex with up to 10 crews and several officers attending over a number of days. Our on-call firefighters were mobilised more than 1,500 times, which accounted for more than half of the times we sent a crew out on the road. Even when facing high demand, we continue to respond to incidents as quickly and safely as possible, ensuring our communities receive the support they need. Although it has seen high spending this year, Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service still has the lowest, third lowest service costs in the country per population size.
Two brothers are preparing to cycle 100 miles on a tandem bike in memory of their dad. Glenn and Owen Spooner are tackling the challenge on August the 23rd to honour their father, Mark Spooner, who completed a similar ride with their grandfather, David Betts. Mark died in a car accident in 1991. Now the pair are paying tribute to him, putting their fitness to the test and cycling across the county. Glenn Spooner said, "When I lost my dad, I was only a baby. He did a charity ride with my granddad. Owen and I would like to recreate that. We have chosen to fundraise for Amber's Army. We are close with Amanda and John, the founders, and have done as much fundraising as possible for Amber's Army in the past. So far, they have raised £460 on their Just Giving page and are hoping to reach £1,000. Amber's Army is a family-run charity founded in memory of Amber Sheehy, an 8-year-old girl who died from a brain tumour in January 2023.